Some years back, Brother Ben Ross surrendered to full-time service. And he's believed for years now that he believes the Lord wants him to be a missionary. And that's possibly what God's going to do with his life. I'm not hesitating about it, but I never want to put pressure on a young man. I want them to open their hearts to whatever it is God wants. But he knows he's surrendered to the full-time service to just do what God wants him to do. And I'm very thankful for Ben. He's a junior here. He's a senior now. School's over, so he's a senior this coming year. And we've this week have tried to bring some of our young men in. Caleb is coming, Paul's coming, Jonathan preached for us, and some of the men that came out of this church. Brother Tom was here last night. Brother Poet preached a good message last night. They both done well. And we've just heard some great preaching. I believe we have. And I know Ben is nervous tonight. Well, I know he is. He's bound to be. He's a young man, and it's hard to stand. But he's going to do good. He'll do fine. He's going to have you praying for him. And that's what makes the difference. And Brother Ben, you just come on and you just preach to us tonight. Amen.
Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy, the second chapter, the second verse. And I just want to take a few minutes and say thanks to my grandpa and my pastor for allowing me to preach up here. And I am nervous. I'm more nervous just about preaching behind this pulpit because I know what it means to him as the pulpit he preached behind for the first sermon of Blessed Hope. And it means a lot to be able to stand behind something that my grandpa stood behind his very first sermon. And it just means a lot. And it's going to be hard to stand behind this and preach and feel like I'm worthy to do it. But with God's help, I'll do my best. If you're at 2 Timothy, if you'll stand for the reading of God's word. It says in 2 Timothy, the second chapter, I'll start with verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for this night, Lord, and just thank you for the chance to preach. And just use me, Lord, and use my lips to say what you would have them to say, Lord. And just help me not to say anything that would dishonor you, Lord, or bring honor to anyone but you, Lord. And just help me do my best. In your name I pray, amen. You may be seated. Amen. I'm going to bring a message tonight entitled, Faith of Our Fathers. And here it talked about in the second verse, it says, the same commit thou to faithful men. And I think we all know that Timothy here was a faithful man, of course, but our pastor's a faithful man, and something that I've learned a lot through him is his faith in God, and him just starting Blessed Hope through faith, him and a bunch of other men. I know Brother English, and I think they said there's 34 that first week, and they just stepped out by faith and just put their faith in God and said, we're just going to step out and we're going to start a church. And they just did. And we can see today what's come of it. I've come of it. I can stand up here now because of the faith of our pastor and other great men of our church and our deacons and the men who've come up. They started this church. By faith, they broke ground here, and they weren't sure that they knew God was going to provide, but they weren't sure where the money was going to come from to provide for all this, to build this. I mean, it's going to be a big building. And we've ended up building on. By faith, we built on. We added that new addition this past week, this past year, and I had a hand in help building that, and I see all the buildings that that my dad's helped, my grandpa's helped build, my uncle, and all you men and stuff. And I think, wow, they started this and they built this. Wow, that would have been neat to be able to build that. And then they build the addition on back here and the parsonage and the gym. And I'm like, wow, it'd be neat to have a part in something like that. And then I get the chance, and all of us young men get the chance to help on something that, hey, we can put our faith in God. And you know what? We don't know where the money's going to come from, but now we can take the faith of our fathers and put it in our lives and say, hey, we're just going to go build this, and amen, it's going to happen. And there's just so many ways, but I don't want to leave out anybody. And 2 Timothy 1:5, I'm just going to read it. It says, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lewis and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. And it's not just the men. Sure. It's their wives behind them. Sure. And I know my meemaw, she was along for the ride with Papa. She didn't have much of a choice, but you know what? She put her faith in God and in her husband, and you know what? She just followed right along with him, and she stood by him. And that's a testimony to me, because I can look at my grandma and be like, wow, I could have a wife like that someday. And I can look at my mom following my dad just wherever he takes her and wherever he goes, and he does all sorts of stuff, and she never knows what's going to come of some of the stuff he decides to do. But he's always leading her right, and has never, even whenever our store burnt down, she didn't know what was going to happen, but she put her faith in God and put her faith in Dad, and Dad put his faith in God and was like, we're going to get through it. And I had to put my faith in God through something like that too, and it's just learned a lot through my parents, through my grandparents, and it's just something that I'm just glad to be a part of. And also in James 2:17, if you want to turn there, you can. But I'm just going to read the one verse, and it's just real short. But it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. And I think that's the main thing that our pastor and a bunch of you men have portrayed. Because you guys didn't start Blessed Hope and just sit back and be like, well, we have faith, God's going to start a church, and then sit back and do nothing. They didn't just sit back and be like, well, we're going to have a big Sunday, and then just sit there and expect a big Sunday and people to just flock in. No, they went visiting. They started Saturday or Thursday night visitation with the men and stuff. And they put their faith to work. And we didn't just sit back and be like, we're going to put on a new addition, and we have faith, God's just going to make it appear out of nowhere. No, we had to get out and work.
Amen.
And you know what? We had our faith in God that, yeah, he provides the stuff, but we're not going to put our faith in God and expect God to just build it for us. You expect us to just sit back and be like, okay, God, start putting the nails together, and all of a sudden nails and hammers and stuff go flying through the air. No, it's not going to work like that. We got to put our faith to work, and I think that's something that we can see here. I get to work on a bus route, and the faith of the people before us. I know the Scales and the Loftons have both worked on that bus,
right,
and they put a lot of work into it before I ever even got the chance to come to there. And you know what? I come there and I already see a working thing. And yet I could come here and I could just sit on the bus and be like, well, I have faith our bus is going to run a lot of kids. And it probably won't if I don't get out and do something.
Right.
Brother Bo, he goes visiting every week. And I know he does because he tells us in our Sunday school, and I've seen him. He's come and visited me since I'm in his class and stuff. I know he goes visiting. And you know what? His bus routes shows that, because he gets kids on his bus. So do all the other buses. I know all the bus peoples go. And you know what? We don't sit back and like this past week, none of us sat back and just was like, well, we have faith God is going to make us reach our goal, because we each had a goal for our bus route. God, we didn't just sit back and be like, well, we have faith God is going to make us reach that goal. No, we got out and worked. You had to get out and visit. And that's something I'm just so grateful that our pastor preaches and teaches us. And something else is in 2 Timothy 4:7, which everybody should know this verse. It says, I have fought a good fight, I have finished my course, I have kept the faith.
Amen.
And that's something I want to be able to say someday. And I think our pastor can say that. And a bunch of you men that have stood throughout the 30 years and have stood throughout the years that you've been here, you've kept the faith. And you didn't keep the faith and just have faith in God. You had the faith with the works. And you were there and you worked and you made this thing grow. And because of that, I can stand here today and preach and be in this school and be in our children's church, be in a bus route, have the master's clubs, have the nursery, have all the different aspects of this church that we have, because faithful men were there. And it's time that a lot of our people, it says, I have finished my course. And a lot of our older men are going to be finishing the course. They're going to be stepping off the scene, and I'll have to step up. I know I will, because I'm a senior now. I'll have to step up in our school. All of a sudden, I realize, yeah, I look to the seniors so much and stuff, and I did. I looked a lot to the seniors, a lot more than I probably let them know. But I always gave them a hard time and stuff, because most of them were my closer friends and stuff, and it's hard to really look up to someone who's a closer friend like that. But it's amazing how much I did. Somebody would say something, and I'd look immediately to them without thinking for their reaction, and then I'd have the same reaction just out of reflex, just because it's who you look up to. You look up to, and I look up to Pastor Jerry. It's like somebody says something about our youth group. I look to him, see what he's going to say. If he applauds it or he's like excited about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, I got to be excited about it too. And it's somewhat out of reflex, and all of a sudden I realize, oh, man, I'm a senior now. Everybody's going to look to me every time there's a reaction. I got to have the right reaction. I got to keep the faith now. And something that I also got out of this is 2 Timothy 2:2. It says in the very last of that verse, who shall be able to teach others also? And that's what they've done. They've passed it on, and they've taught us. Now we have to take it and use it. And I'm just thankful for the church we have, and thankful that I can be able to have a church that's taught me faith so that I can step up and I can do something. And just all the younger men, I guess, but all the middle-aged adults, all the older adults, everybody has just kept the faith. And it's amazing, some of the older ones are passing off the scene, and you know what, just other people just step in immediately and, hey, I'll take their spot. Sure. And it's just a blessing, and it helps me grow in my faith to see other men be like, oh no, they've stepped off, somebody's passed off the scene. Well, I guess that ministry is just not going to be run anymore. No, somebody steps in and takes it, and it helps me think, hey, maybe I will be able to see a 60th anniversary, a 70th, 80th, if I live that long. I don't know how long I'm going to live, but I pray God will let us have a 60th anniversary and an 80th anniversary. And I just want to say, keep fighting and be able to say one day that you finished your course and you've kept the faith.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Ben. God bless you. Thank you much.